Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is a podcast for you.
Welcome back to the podcast. I'm Lee Brown, and you're listening to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, where we try to uncover lots of angles you just never, ever considered could even exist in real estate. And today I'm excited to introduce y'all to another one of my friends north of the illustrious border in the beautiful cold white north of Canada. We have Pauline Relke with us today. Pauline, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Lee. Excited to be here.
So, Pauline, tell the listeners where you're located, how long you've been doing real estate, and what piece of real estate you dabble in.
Well, I'm located in Regina, Saskatchewan, Canada, in the prairies, and I've been selling residential real estate for 26 years now.
Oh, so you just had your silver anniversary.
That's it exactly.
Okay, so in 26 years, you've probably seen more than one crazy thing, but as I asked you earlier, just tell me that one moment that is the kicker that happens when somebody says, ooh, hey, Pauline, hey, tell me what you've seen.
Oh, that's so truly. I like to see the funny side in everything, and I do have a story early on in my career of what happened to me. It was a beautiful summer day. In fact, it was evening. And this is back when I first started that we still used to do our offers in person. Nowadays, we just send them over by email or fax and talk by text or phone. But back then, we would call the agent, say we have an offer for you on your listing, and then we would go over to the seller's house and meet the sellers and their agent and present our offer. So I had stopped at my office and made sure I had all my paperwork and last minute trip to the bathroom, put on the lipstick, check your hair, you know, all looking good. Go over to the house and I ring the doorbell and the agent, a male, answers the door and invites me in. So I follow him into the dining room, and sitting at the dining room was Mr. Seller. I don't know why Mrs. Seller wasn't there, but whatever, he's there and his agent sit down and I sit down and I'm at the head of the dining room table. And my buyers were first-time buyers. They were very excited to buy this house and excited about some of the stuff that these sellers were leaving behind. So I went through the offer and, you know, talked about my buyers and I said the price and possession, etc. And I don't know why to this day, I've never done it before, and I believe me, we'll never do this again. I got up from the table because I was explaining how my young buyers were so excited to buy their first house and this was such a well taken care of house. I got up and turned around and I had basically looked at these beautiful curtains, drapery that were in the living room, and my buyers were so excited that they were being included. I think these curtains were imported from Europe or somewhere. And I say, you know, my buyers are so excited that you're leaving these. It's a nice way to start that they've got the drapery. And I hear this little kind of a clearing of a throat behind me. And I just start to turn around and the agent is standing behind me. And he says, Pauline, your skirt is caught in the back of your pantyhose.
Oh, no.
Well, I think I just have a blank at that moment because I went, oh my gosh, I don't really remember much after that. I said, okay, fine, I'll leave you the offer. I've been through it. Bye-bye. And I left and I must have been redder than the reddest apple out there. I was so embarrassed.
Oh, did your buyers get the house because the seller felt so bad for you?
Yes, I keep. That's why I tell the story. I say, look, that's how I closed a deal. They accepted the offer. My buyers were happy. I was happy. And I have to say, shortly after this, male agent quit the business. So I don't know if I had anything to do with that or not.
Maybe he was just upset that he could never wear pantyhose and compete with you.
Oh my gosh. But you know, it never ended because I like to play jokes on people and have fun and laugh. And my manager at that time would not let this go after he heard this story. And at the very next function where it was a member recognition night and we recognized people that were hitting milestones, 20 years, 30 years in the business, et cetera, realtor of the years, chosen, people retiring. And my manager's up there talking about me and he says, at that time, we had a person in our office, and their last name was Moon, you know, Moon in the sky. And this agent advertised that when you asked for her, you could ask for the moon. And my manager says, but with Pauline, you actually get the moon.
That's awesome.
It never ended. It never ended.
And why should it? I mean, it's a fun story. You know, live it forever.
It is. You have to laugh at yourself because you go, okay, if I can do that and still get through it and, you know, life goes on. You have to laugh at yourself. You really do.
So, you know, I love to look at the different angles in our stories. And it's so interesting that what I hear in your story of all these years ago and the way we do it today is that some things have changed, like the way that we present offers and the people that are face-to-face in the process. But one thing that hasn't changed is the excitement of a first-time buyer when they're finally going to get their first house.
So true. Every time that happens, you just get so excited for them. And yes, you know, we're supposed to be the one there that's negotiating and having the business professional side here. But it is exciting to see and hear the excitement in their voice. And you feel that you got the best place for them and you're helping them. And I really like that because it always brings back the excitement into the business. So even after 26 years, I still get excited for first-time buyers.
And I think you're exactly right. That does keep the magic in the relationship, that you find people who really appreciate what you bring to the table.
For sure. It's, you know, you're self-employed and you have to get yourself motivated every day. And that's just one of the great aspects about the job. Everybody's different. Every property's different. And it's nice to have the fun, exciting things as part of your job every day.
So one of the other things you mentioned, Pauline, is that moment was an offer presented in person, like things used to be done. And of course, now we very rarely even see the other realtor face to face. Do you think we've lost a bit of our ability to connect with each other because of technology?
I think so, Lee. Yes, I do agree that I like convenience and I use texting and emailing, but we do lose some of that personal touch when we're not face to face and reading the body language, and which is too bad. You know, we're finding that sometimes you've done deals with people and you've never met them face to face. So there's good and bad.
Right. It's like the fact that we get in these very hairy situations in the middle of doing real estate where maybe your client's crazy or the other client's crazy and agents start to get angry with each other because all the communication is over text and email and we don't really hear each other anymore.
That's so true. Yeah. You know, it's like that, what is it, texting or emailing all in caps? That could be an accidental click on somebody's keyboard, and yet it comes across the wrong way. So you do miss some of that when you're not face-to-face with somebody.
Which is part of why you probably keep telling the pantyhose story all these years later, because it keeps you relatable and human, you know?
Of course. You got to laugh at yourself. It's funny, you know? I try to learn from everybody's experience, not just my own. So there's so much fun in our everyday lives. We have to see the good part of it and keep us going. That makes it fun.
And then you always give yourself all the credit for putting a deal together when it was your pantyhose that really did all the work.
There you go. Who would have thought? Men just don't have that advantage.
That, well, some men do probably, but they don't advertise that all the time, I guess.
They're not going to tell us.
Well, Pauline, if anybody needs a specialist in the Plains or Regina or Saskatchewan, how could they find you?
Well, I am on the internet at paulinerelke.com, and my number is 306-536-6545.
And if you're listening to this, like most of my subscribers are, while you're driving down the road or sweating to the oldies, never fear, because all of Pauline's contact information will be in the show notes for this episode. And I can only imagine that every one of Pauline's past clients who remembers this story or never heard it is going to call you, Pauline, and relive it again.
That would be fun. Always nice to connect with people again.
And so if you're also listening to the show and you've got a story to tell, whether it's crazy good, crazy bad, you know, pantyhose are optional, but you might be a realtor, broker, inspector, investor, lender, or a consumer, tweet me at Lee Brown or reach me on any of the networks, and I can feature you in a future episode. Pauline, thank you for joining us on the show, and I hope everybody will subscribe for more stories in the crazy life that is real estate.
My pleasure, Lee.
All right, thanks, and see everybody next time.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Crazy Shit in Real Estate podcast. If you liked what you heard, please visit crazyshitinrealestate.com, where you can access the full show notes for this episode, additional content produced exclusively for listeners, and much, much more.